Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of December 1, 2023 by Ginger Rush Editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Ginger begins by saying, okay, now that we're over the Thanksgiving leftovers. Thoughts turn to Christmas. We bowl tonight and next week, and then we're off until after the holidays. See below for details about our annual Christmas dinner and other holiday season activities. If you need a sub or want to sub, please call Sharon after 8 a.m. at 919-740-1073 on Sundays. If you have a spot, it will be confirmed on Thursday. You do not have to call this week, as we are not bowling next week. Lane assignments week 8. Lane 35, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 36, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 37, Team 7, Hangmen. Lane 38, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 39, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 40, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 41, Team 1, Sharpshooters, and Lane 42, Team 2, Strike Time. Subs for tonight, December 1, Lane 35, Team 5, out, Marjorie Hurd, in, Jerry Graham. Matt Bowers on standby, followed by John Rubensham. Holiday Cash Raffle. The Raleigh Outlaws are holding a cash raffle and drawing the winners at our Christmas dinner on December 16. First place, $200. Second place, $100. And third place, $50. Tickets are $3 for $5 or $2 for one ticket. See Sharon tonight to turn in tickets and cash and to pick up tickets to sell. We would like everyone to help sell as many as possible of these tickets. Christmas dinner. Our annual Christmas dinner will be held from 5 to 9 p.m. on December 16 at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh. Tickets are $15 per person and may be purchased from Sharon tonight. December 8 is the deadline to purchase tickets. All meals are prepaid. No tickets at the door. Please purchase as soon as possible, as we're having it catered by Bullock's Restaurant this year. And we need to give Bullocks an accurate count of how many meals to bring. The Governor Moorhead School is having its winter concert on Thursday, December the 7th. The student government is selling concessions in order to raise funds at this event. Another way to win. Buffalo Lanes North holds a jackpot drawing for league bowlers each Friday afternoon live on Facebook. You can put in $1 at the desk each night that you bowl. And if your three-game total score matches the three numbers drawn on Friday afternoon, you win. You win the jackpot. But if no one wins by matching the score, the prize fund goes up the following week. How about that? Here's a prayer request. Many of you who have attended the ABBA National Tournament in the past know Mike Staub from Pittsburgh. If you don't actually know him, you've likely seen him working on the bowling rails at the tournament. He's managed setting up and taking down all the tournament rails for a number of years. Mike will be having open heart surgery on Monday, December 4, to replace his aortic valve. He's hopeful that he'll be able to join us in Reno in May. Cards may be sent to Mike Stab, S-T-A-A-D, 1424 Dormont, D-O-R-M-O-N-T Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15216. Get well soon, Mike. Our condolences go to the family and friends of Wake County Commissioner James West, who passed away on Saturday, November 18. He was a supporter of the disability community, as well as a number of other social causes. The News and Observer said, Wake County Commissioner James West, a champion for Southeast Raleigh who served nearly 25 years in Wake County and in Raleigh city governments, died on Saturday, November 18, 2023. after a sudden brain hemorrhage the day before, his family said. He was 79 years of age. The news of his death drew tributes from the leaders for a man who spent his life fighting to improve the lives of others, from protesting a racially segregated movie theater in Greensboro while a college student, to a recently launched project in his commissioner's role to identify social factors that affect county residents' health. He was just a pillar of the community, said Shanika Thomas, chair of the Wake County Board of Commissioners. He has worked so hard for vulnerable populations and community engagement, making sure everyone had a voice. A professor emeritus at NC State University, West was appointed a county commissioner in 2010 and held on to that seat for the next four elections. His seat would have been up for election next year. Dr. West's commitment to public service and dedication to our community have left an incredible mark on Wake County, Wake County spokeswoman Alice Avery said. Tournament news. The Charlotte Queen City Blind Bowlers are hosting a tournament on February 24 of 2024. The alley is Bolero South Boulevard at 4501 South Boulevard, Charlotte, NC 28209. The alley's phone number is 704-527-0333. Registration is $40. Contact Peggy Washington at 704-726-9398 for more details. And Buffalo North is participating in a fundraiser for veterans. Bowlers to Veterans Link is the oldest bowling fundraiser for veterans, and it was founded in 1942. The organization provides funds for recreation therapy for veterans and is the official charity of the Pro Bowlers Association. The goal is to raise $7,000 to support the organization, and all of the leagues at Buffalo are challenged to help out. The league which donates the most will win food and a bowling ball from Taylor Marks Pro Shop. See the front desk to make your donation. The Wake Federation of the Blind is going to be selling shelled peanuts during our bowling nights. Monies raised will support the work of our chapter. The peanuts are selling at $4 per bag. See Robert Parrish to get yours. The Raleigh-Wake Council of the Blind is also having a fundraiser. So they are asking, do you like chocolate? Do you like nuts? Do you like helping out nonprofits? Well, here is a way that you can do it all. The Raleigh-Wake Council of the Blind is a nonprofit organization, and it is having a fundraiser. When you buy delicious treats from rwcb.terrillynn.com, you'll also make a generous donation to the Raleigh-Wake Council of the Blind. So please check out rwcb.terrillynn.com often. We thank you for your help. If you want to call, you must call Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The phone number is 800-323-0775. You must tell them that you're calling with the Raleigh-Wake Council of the Blind. This message comes from Lawrence Carter, president of the Raleigh-Wake Council of the Blind. The website is nccbinfo.org. And the phone number, 919-856-0034. Our friends at Insightful Visionaries are sponsoring the annual Christmas Without Lights program on Saturday, December 16, from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is $20 per person. This event will be held at BOCC, the Dream Center, 5616 Fox Road, Raleigh, NC, 27616. It will feature food, Christmas sing-alongs, games, and vendors for holiday shopping. Special entertainment will be by pianist Gilbert Thomas and saxophonist Wilkins Eugene. Christmas Without Lights is an awe-inspiring holiday showcase and holiday celebration that has come an annual, it has become an annual tradition by Insightful Visionaries Incorporated. Through the spirit of collaboration with other nonprofits and local organizations, the event represents a cooperative effort to share the spirit of Christmas by giving back to the disabled community. This year, we are excited to partner with the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Learn more by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Here's something forwarded from Lawrence Carter. Received an invitation for a new blind and low vision support group. I'm excited to extend an invitation to you for the first meeting of a new and innovative blind and low vision support group in Raleigh, North Carolina. This group aims to be a beacon of support, education, and community for individuals with blindness or low vision. On Thursday, January 11, 2024, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., there will be a meeting, the first meeting of this group. It will take place in Raleigh, North Carolina. The specific venue is yet to be announced. And here's what makes this group's support group special. Engaging activities, educational workshops, social gatherings, peer support, community advocacy, plus attendees will have the unique opportunity to participate in naming the group. We would be delighted if you could join us at that first meeting and consider sharing this information within your network. Your expertise and connections in the field can help amplify the reach of this initiative, and together we can make a significant impact. Thank you for your time and consideration. We are excited about the possibilities this support group holds and look forward to potentially collaborating with you for the betterment of the blind and low vision community. Lawrence says there is no need to RSVP. Just come and be a part of this empowering experience. Well, now it's time for those recipes, and they will bowl you over. We're going to kick it off with crock pot buffalo chicken dip. Here's your ingredients. 4 cups shredded cooked chicken. That's about 1 large rotisserie chicken. 8 ounces of shredded sharp cheddar cheese. 8 ounces of shredded pepper jack cheese. 2 8-ounce packages of cream cheese softened. 1 cup buffalo sauce, plus some more for topping. 2/3 of a cup of ranch dressing. 2/3 of a cup of blue cheese crumbles, plus more for topping. Then you'll need some chopped chives for topping and carrots, celery sticks, and tortilla chips to serve. What do you do with all that? Well, in a 6-quart slow cooker, stir together the chicken, cheddar cheese, pepper jack cheese, cream cheese, buffalo sauce, ranch dressing, and blue cheese. Cover it up and cook it on low for 2 to 4 hours, stirring occasionally. Just every time you combine, kind of go zoop, zoop, zoop. You know, give it a little bit. To serve it, garnish with the dip with the blue cheese crumbles, the buffalo sauce, and a sprinkle of chives. Hold on warm for up to 2 hours. Serve with carrots, celery sticks, and tortilla chips. Now here's one that I've never seen, blueberry jello. Mix 2 boxes of grape or black cherry jello, 3 ounces each, 2 cups of boiling water, 1 large can of crushed pineapple and the juice, and 1 can of blueberry pie filling. I knew I could get a pie out of this deal. Pour into a 13x9 dish and chill until firm. Top with 8 ounces of cream cheese, softened and blended with 1/2 cup sugar and 8 ounces of sour cream. Top with chopped nuts if you desire. The chef says, I have eaten this made with strawberry pie filling and jello, and it is just as good. And I believe it. Sounds wonderful. How about an easy fruit dip? This is good on orange sections, banana chunks, apple slices, strawberries, pineapple chunks, and the like. Perfect for the holiday settings. Cream together 8 ounces each of light cream cheese, vanilla yogurt, and dairy recipe Cool Whip. Refrigerate overnight to let the flavors blend. And if you like it a little sweeter, you can add a little sugar, sweetener, or honey if you wish. And with that, we'll bring it to the last item in the newsletter today, and that's the bowling schedule for the month of December. Bowling will occur on December 1 and December 8, Outlaw Christmas Dinner December 16, and then on break until January. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.